I think it's awesome. I really do. And I'm fully behind it. I don't know if I'm fully behind it in this form. If you look through the proposal, it's a little bit of sort of a nudge and a wink to everyone. So we're also going to have universal healthcare, and we should also build shit tons of public housing. I mean, yeah, I agree with all those things. But let's just think about decarbonisation, right? So last year we had two reports out with the World Scientific Community. And for anybody there who's still a climate skeptic, just do this experiment in your head, or please tell this to everybody else who you meet who's like, I'm not sure about this, right? Who is the most at stake here? You've got a bunch of people who are some of the most talented and mathematically gifted people in the world. And that means if they basically were just venal actors, they could be on Wall Street, they could be working in tech firms, they could be rubbing themselves in money with the skills they've got. Instead of which, they've decided to do this thing that's kind of politically insensitive and work in universities and compete for an ever-diminishing pool of grant money and spend your summers in Antarctica digging shit out of rock, right? That's the people who are doing the enormous global conspiracy to fool us all. On the other hand, you have a half a dozen PR firms and about 20 different institutes, which have been set up wholly by fossil fuel money with basically C-rate people to talk a lot of crap. Right? That's it. That's the divide.
Those are the
So unless you
lines.
really think that's actually, well, that's two sides to every argument. No, stop. It's real, right? Now, with that as preamble, last year we had two reports that basically say we've got, depending on you want to be serious or not, 12 to 15 years to seriously, seriously do something about decarbonisation. Because if we don't, we die as a species. That's what they were saying. And it was like, well, you know, it's a little bit alarmist, whatever. Well, then we got the insect apocalypse data that we've destroyed 70% of the biomass of insect life in some parts of the world, which is bloody alarming, because they are the bottom of the pyramid of everything. And if they go, everything collapses, right? So we really are in the middle. It's incredible to think this way because I have, you know, a young family and I don't want to think about this stuff. I don't want it to be true, but it's grotesquely irresponsible